Buenos días y bienvenidos una mañana más aquí a Radio Alfares. Estamos hablando desde el Instituto Pía Dalmacia de Torrejoncillo con esta magnífica música de fondo. Hemos traído al fado de la luna de Acetre para invitar a nuestra compañera, nuestra auxiliar de conversación, que ya está a punto de despedirse. Cristina, buenos días.
Buenos días.
¿Qué tal?
Bien, ¿y tú? ¿Qué tal?
Bueno, pues para despedirte queremos hacerte una pequeña entrevista, en inglés, por supuesto, para comprobar el conocimiento de nuestras alumnas, en este caso, nuestras alumnas de segundo de ESO, que paso a saludarlas. Estamos con Gloria. Buenos días, Gloria.
Buenos días.
Las dos hermanas, Arantxa y Leticia, buenos días.
Buenos días, hola.
Y Andrea Testón, buenos días.
Buenos días.
¿Van a hacerle una entrevista a Cristina en inglés? Pues le vamos a hacer 10 esas preguntas, así que vamos a estar muy atentos. Mientras tanto, pues vamos a pasarle los micrófonos a ella y escuchamos un poquito esta magnífica canción de Acetre, perdón.
Hello, what is your name?
Hello, my name is Cristina Tiberi.
And how old are you?
I'm 26 years old.
Where are you from?
I'm from a town near New Orleans, Louisiana, in the United States, called Mandeville.
And can you tell us a little bit about your family?
Yeah, I would love to. My family is very large and very loud. They talk a lot and they're very funny.
And how many brothers and sisters have you got?
I have 2 brothers and 2 sisters.
And have you got any pets?
My mom has a dog in the United States named Elvis.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
No. Would you like to get married one day?
Yeah, I would love to get married and have a family.
How long have you lived with your parents?
I lived with my parents until I was 18, and then I went to study in university.
What did you study at the university?
I studied history.
Only history?
Yes.
Do you like going to parties?
Yeah, I like all social events.
And what type of clothes do you like to wear?
I like dresses and girly clothes, but I like to be comfortable.
And are you a Catholic person?
No, I'm not very Catholic.
And what is your favorite American city?
I think I have 2. I like New Orleans, obviously, because I'm from there, and I love Nashville, Tennessee.
Why?
They both have a lot of live music, and when you walk through the streets, you always see musicians, so I love it.
And what is your house like?
Here in Cáceres?
And in America too.
Well, here I live in a small piso, an apartment, with 3 students, and it's in the center of Cáceres, and it's beautiful, and I love it. And I also lived in an apartment in America as well. So.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Andrea.
What do you like doing in your free time?
Well, I really like to read and to practice Spanish and to listen to music.
Do you like sports?
Yeah, absolutely.
And theme parks?
Yes, I love them.
Do you usually take a nap in your house?
Do you mean the famous siesta? Yes, I take a nap every day.
Do you like traveling?
Yes, I love to travel.
How many times have you visited Spain?
This is my first time in Spain.
How long does it take to travel from USA to Spain?
Well, in an airplane it takes about 10 hours.
Have you had time to travel this year?
Yes, I've traveled a bit around Extremadura and Andalusia.
What is your favorite place in Spain?
Torrejoncillo. Claro.
Why did you come to Cáceres?
I came to Cáceres to teach in Cáceres and also here in Torrejoncillo.
What do you like about Cáceres?
I like that it's a very small city and it has a really nice community, and you talk to all your neighbors and you really feel like a family in Cáceres.
Why did you choose Torrejoncillo to teach?
I didn't choose Torrejoncillo. I wasn't able to choose, so the government told me, do you want to work here? And I said, yeah, sure.
What do you think about Torrejoncillo?
I think it's a really beautiful place, especially because the people are so wonderful. And I don't know, I love the people of Torrejoncillo, so I love Torrejoncillo.
How many people do you live with in Cáceres?
I live with 3 Spanish boys.
Have you made any friends?
Well, all of you here are some of my closest friends in Spain, and yes, I've made some wonderful friends here.
Did you find it easy to go shopping on your first day?
No, it was very difficult, and my Spanish was very terrible, so I felt really silly.
Do you like teaching?
Yeah, I love it. It's really fun.
The first day working in the high school, were they difficult for you?
Yeah, I was really nervous, and I've never been a teacher before, so the first 3 months I was nervous every day, but now I feel better.
Did you feel stressed?
Yeah, I felt really stressed and really nervous, but every day it got better and I got closer with you and with my other students, and so now I really enjoy it.
We know you are also teaching in Cáceres. Can you tell us about that school?
Yeah, I teach in a school in Cáceres called Paiduterion, and it's really wonderful. But there, I'm with the little kids of primary education and also with the older kids of ESO. But I love the younger kids. They're really fun, and they always hug you. They're cute.
Do you prefer teaching in Cáceres or in Torrejoncillo?
I don't prefer one or the other because they're both very different, and I learn different things in each school, and there are special people in both schools.
What do you think of our school?
I love it, and I feel like we're all a family.
What do you think about the different bilingual groups?
Do you mean like from first of SO? Oh, they're all very different. I think your class and first of SO, they are more fun because they are more confident. And with tercero y cuarto, they're more shy, like they don't want to talk as much. So I prefer first and second of SO.
Are the students in Torrejoncillo cool?
Coolissimo. The most cool people I've ever met.
Are you going to work in Torrejoncillo next year?
No, I'm not, but I will visit you.
In summer, maybe?
Yeah, I think I will come here in a few weeks with my family so they can know you. And then next year I will be in Cantabria, you know?
Yes.
But I will come here maybe for Semana Santa, but I'm very sad. It's hard to leave.
And what are you going to do when you finish your job in Spain?
Well, my family is coming here in 2 days to Cáceres. So I will travel with them in Spain. And then I will go home to my town and enjoy the summer.
Fine. Will you return to Torrejoncillo one day?
Of course, I will return here. I have to. You're my family and I will come visit you.
Okay.
I hope and we hope you will remember us.
Of course, I can't forget you. Impossible.
Thank you.
Thank you.